So at this point in Mark's gospel, there's a turn. He begins his turn towards Jerusalem. And in this revelation today, Christ begins to reveal the reality of the cross and the true cost of discipleship. What does it mean for us to be disciples, to be followers of Christ, to follow Him along the way? And the question that Jesus asked today is perhaps the most important question in all of the sacred scriptures. It's a question that we should ask ourselves at least once a day. Allow Jesus to ask us that question. Who do you say that I am? Who is Christ to you? Who is Christ to me? Only you can answer that question. As Christ has been revealed to us through sacred scriptures, through sacred tradition, as Mother Church presents Him to us, who is He to you? Peter acknowledged Him as the Messiah, the Anointed. But he wasn't ready to accept Him as the crucified Lord. This revelation of the reality of the cross and the life of Christ, the life of the church, the life of each one of us, comes after yesterday's gospel, if you remember, the healing of the blind man that was healed in segments. He didn't regain his sight all at once. As the disciples had been slow to recognize the reality of Christ as the Messiah, the blind man yesterday is a representation of that. It's a slow coming to the reality of Christ. So Peter today got the first part. Yes, Jesus is the Messiah. He didn't get the second part just yet. This is the first time Christ reveals the reality of the Passion. Two more times He will do it. The third time, we encountered the blind Bartimaeus, who was immediately cured from his blindness. We see the development of faith. And so maybe you haven't really accepted the reality of the cross in your life just yet. Maybe you're on the journey of really, truly incorporating the reality of the cross in each one of our lives as disciples. The cross can be difficult for many of us, and it comes in many shapes and sizes. And just like Peter, we have never stopped trying to run from the cross. I mean, how frequently do we see churches without a crucifix? This notion that the cross isn't that important, isn't central to our lives. Christ was certain that without the cross, there's nothing. The Messiah one must be crucified and offered up for our sins. And we, as His disciples, must enter into that cross. So who do you say that I am? Jesus asks each one of us. Is He merely just the bread king, the worker of miracles? Or is He your Savior, the crucified and risen one who has set you free from the binds of sin? Again, this is perhaps the most important question of all of sacred scripture and all of our lives. Each day we must ask, be asked, and each day we must answer who Christ is to us, because everything rides on the answer. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, adversary. Get behind me, who is not on my side, was the response Jesus gave to Peter. And if we are not willing to accept the cross in whichever way it comes to us, then He says the same to us. Get behind me, Satan. We ask for the grace. In whichever way the cross will come to us today and tomorrow and every day of our lives, we ask for the grace to accept it with joy, trusting that it is the pathway to our salvation. Let Jesus ask you today, who do you say that I am?